Have you ever been sitting there and thinking about something that you're struggling with or something that has just been a continual pain point in your life? And you're like, man, this is tough. It just seems like this girl over here has it together, or that Instagram looks so good and she has like twice the amount of kids that I have. And then you decide, all right, I'm going to share with a friend. And you kind of take a risk, start to test out the waters, and you open up to them. And come to find out, they are thinking kind of the same thing, or they are struggling with the same problem. And you're like, wait a second, I've been suffering in silence, and we are literally thinking the same thing. Like, what? That is the topic today, how isolation can be so dangerous and how the enemy can use it. Welcome to Becoming a Mindful Mom. I'm your host, Courtney Tong, and I am a wife and a mom who believes that our spiritual life doesn't have to be stale and stoic, but that it can be beautiful and flowing into every part of our life, our marriage, and our motherhood. If you are tired of feeling overwhelmed, isolated, and simply surviving in motherhood, you are not alone. I want to equip you with the tools to have healthy boundaries, authentic connections with others, and a flourishing spiritual life. If you are ready to become the best version of you as a beloved daughter of the King, as a spouse, as a mom, as a friend, you are in the right place. I want you to go to the microwave, grab the tea or coffee that you already forgot about, throw some ice in it like we did it on purpose, and let's get started. For today's episode, I don't have a list of things or tips or tricks. It's more of a little bit of a soapbox episode that I hope encourages and challenges you like it has me. This has been something that I've struggled with at various points, and I think that it continues to come up over and over again. So it's really something for me to be mindful of, for me to be aware of. And I've seen it with my friends. I've seen it with the women that I've talked to preparing for this podcast. And I think this is important for all of us to be aware of because the enemy can use it and it can become a very powerful tool in his arsenal. And it's the topic of isolation. Isolation. It is so hard. It's so pervasive. We could be sitting in a room full of people and still feel isolated. The reason being is because it's oftentimes things that are going on in our mind or in our heart. Or things, you know, it could be like, oh, my kid, if I feel like I'm bringing them to an outing with my friends, then maybe it would be a burden. And so we kind of start to pull away from community, from friendships. So it can be both internal and external. I've heard this come up over and over and over again. And it's something that I think we just need to address on the front end because it's a very big thing that I want us to fight with this podcast, with this community. The reason why we could be sitting in a room full of people and still feel isolated is because internally we feel like we're the only one that's struggling with this. They seem like they've got it together. There's no way that face and that composure is dealing with what I'm dealing with. And then we don't share. We don't even have a chance to see if they are actually struggling or not. We're just making assumptions. Y'all, I want to apologize. If this is your first time ever hearing my voice and you're like, oh, is this going to be a raspy podcast? The answer is no. I'm just sick. If I had a cool raspy voice, awesome, but I don't. I got a cough literally the week before I'm starting a podcast. Let me tell you about the warfare that was happening this week leading up to this podcast, y'all. But we are here. We are here. And I just felt very strongly that despite the hurdles, this podcast was supposed to happen. So thank you for being here and thank you for listening to my side note as I digress. But over and over again in my life, I have seen as I struggled with something and opened up to someone else, either I was met with a lot of grace that I wasn't expecting. And thankfully, that's because I have amazing friends and family that I can open up to and be received. And it doesn't mean that if it was a sin struggle that it was accepted or that it was okay, but there was grace. Or two, the person that I was sharing with, we had the same thing going on, but neither of us knew, and so neither of us talked about it, and so neither of us shared, and then we were together and both felt isolated. So that's where I feel like the enemy can do his greatest work. It is so, man, it is so tough if you feel like you're doing it by yourself. That, to me, is just the prime breeding ground for discouragement, for shame, for all of the things that probably are not honoring to the Lord. At some point, if you feel like you were the only one and then somehow you overcame that, even pride, you know, like it's not just this, oh, okay, I just can't do it. But even if you do it, then maybe it feels like, all right, good me. I've overcome this. It wasn't too big. And even that's not true, right? The reality is that we have to be dependent on the Lord, but we also have to open up and lean into community. And that's hard. And I want you to be aware that you need to find your safe people. And that's hard to find, to figure that out at the beginning. But I want to encourage you to step out and to pray that the Lord would bring the right women that you can stand shoulder to shoulder with, that you can be vulnerable and share whatever's going on, because it's important. Because if you're struggling with it, even if your friend isn't, other women are struggling with it as well. I know we had shared, and this isn't anything to do with motherhood specifically, but I volunteer with the college group at our church, and we had like a circle sharing time one night. And one young lady had shared her struggle about just sexual addiction and porn. And there was multiple girls that felt so loved by that because they had been struggling as well. And for someone to open up about that was huge, because we assume that it's a guy problem. And so if you're a girl struggling with that, like, what's going on? And to be able to witness that level of vulnerability in a group setting with guys and girls, it was beautiful. And it was so encouraging, and to see young people stepping out in faith was so amazing. And so I want us, as a community of women, as a community of moms, to continue to lean into that, right? Let's not just let deep connection and community be something that happens only when you're at college, or only when you're single, or only when you're married and you don't have kids and you have all the time. Really, we probably need community just as much, if not more, after we have kids. There are so many things that happen as being a mom. And if you get on the internet, then you just kind of go down this rabbit hole. So usually it's better just to talk to a human being, a friend, a family member, versus trying to just figure it out online through Google. But I do want to, you know, here we go, little plug. Speaking of online, I would love for you to come join us on our Facebook group. So it's linked in the show notes. And the group is not the place to say, oh, hey, let me look up all my symptoms. But the group is the place to say, hey, if this is something you need prayer with, or if this is something that you need to know, if women are struggling with the same thing, then let's ask. Let's bring it to the group. Let's come alongside each other, and let's meet each other with grace. Let's do this together. Let's fight the enemy. Let's fight isolation. And let's fight for community. It's not easy. It's not convenient oftentimes. But I think it's so needed and it's so valuable. And you know what? On the last note, I just want to say you're worth it. That's probably one of the biggest things, right? If you feel like you're not even worthy of being loved or being connected with or being reached out to or being forgiven, then you're not going to be vulnerable in that way, because you don't think you're worthy, but you are. You are worthy, and you are loved, and you are beautiful, and nothing you could ever do could separate you from the love of God. You need to remember that. And if you're struggling to cling to that truth, let us lift you up in prayer, because that's what we're here for. Thank you, sister, for joining me for today's episode. Whether you were preparing dinner, doing laundry, nursing the baby, or commuting to work, I am glad that you brought me along for the journey. And I would love to connect with you over at Instagram or our Facebook group, both of which are linked in the show notes. Or you can shoot me an email. I would love to hear from you.
Don't forget which Bobby you feel.
All right, there you have it, folks. Straight from the mouth of babes, that's my son. If you are blessed or encouraged by this episode, it would mean so much to me if you would take a quick moment and leave a review. And if you have a mom friend that you think needs to hear this episode, be sure to share it with them as well. All right, girlfriend, may you continue to rest in the peace of God amidst the craziness of motherhood. Meet you back here next week.